Maverne Gibbs, Maverne, M-A-V-E-R-N-E-E, Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S. Date of birth is 7/29/1977. This is for date of service 4/14/2022. Mrs. Gibbs is a 44-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management. She was diagnosed with hypothyroidism about 10 years ago. She also has a history of a multinodular goiter, vitamin D deficiency, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, Lyme's disease, anxiety, depression, sleep apnea, anemia, asthma, dysphagia, prediabetes, GERD, fibromyalgia, and obesity. The patient is currently on levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily. She reports cardiac palpitations, dry skin, fatigue, and she has lost about 13 pounds, and this has been intentional. She has a history of a hysterectomy. She reports mood swings and thinning hair. She reports some compressive symptoms at the thyroid and states that her pills get stuck. She reports that she had a hysterectomy as well. The patient had a thyroid ultrasound dated 2/15/2022, indicating a slightly enlarged thyroid gland without any thyroid nodules. She is currently on prednisone therapy for her rheumatoid arthritis and is followed by Dr. Torres. She is followed by Dr. Nguyen for cardiology. And she has a history of elevated liver enzymes, which is pending GI referral. Plan number one for her hypothyroidism. The patient's labs were reviewed, and we are going to optimize her thyroid levels and place her on brand name thyroid medication on Unithroid 137 micrograms daily and recheck a thyroid function panel prior to her return. Next number, we will also check TPO antibodies and a thyroglobulin antibody level in order to check for any autoimmune thyroid disease. Next number, for her prediabetes, her fasting blood glucose was 101 milligrams per deciliter. I will monitor this as well and check a current hemoglobin A1C. Next number, the patient states that she has a history of a multinodular goiter. During her thyroid ultrasound dated 2/18/22. This indicated a heterogeneous appearing slightly enlarged thyroid gland unchanged without any new dominant nodule. She will be due for a follow-up thyroid ultrasound in February of 2023. Next number, she has a history of elevated liver enzymes and she's pending GI referral. Next number, she is followed by Dr. Torres for her rheumatoid arthritis. Next number, she is followed by Dr. Nguyen for cardiology for management of her uncontrolled hypertension. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.